nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today, this Election Day Tuesday, May 6, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. With that story talking about Governor Gretchen Whitmer making it a priority to bring it to President Donald Trump's attention that Northern Michigan needs to be declared a natural disaster area to help hopefully get some federal funds from Washington to get this mess cleaned up. We need the local communities to be aware of this information. Many people panicking about brush, about cleaning up debris, these trees, these branches, these limbs that they want to get rid of. Well, I know there's landscaping companies out there that will take the trees, take the branches, and chip them for mulch, wood chips for flower beds, compost piles. There's all kinds of uses for it without us having to pay for it. Well, there's an issue coming up in Otsego County right now affecting a development known as Mishaway. Been around forever, ever since I've been in Northern Michigan, knew about it. Great project, great development. Lots of people live there. Well, something's going on over there, something that their board is pushing that we need to talk about. We need to make people aware of this. So I reached out to a longtime listener, Patriot brother Tim Miller, over in Gaylord. He's going to be joining us in the next segment to talk about it. Because one of the things you have to understand, this isn't just one project's problem. Dumping these trees, these branches, these limbs, this debris from this ice storm is all of our problem. Everybody's having to deal with it, some more than others. Well, the governor is aware of it. Whatever we've been doing as far as getting a hold of our state reps, our state senators, like Tristan Cole advised us to do last Friday, you guys are doing it. Because Lansing's hearing about it, the governor's hearing about it, and now it's on our radar screen to do something with the president about it. So the bottom line is, folks, we need to get this information out there. We need to share this information. We need these boards, these homeowner associations, these county commissioners, we need people to be made aware of what the governor's doing working with the president. And if she's able to get some disaster relief from Washington, whether that's administrated through FEMA or whatever agency, maybe it's something that we can finally perhaps get some of our federal income tax dollars back on and possibly be able to take advantage of it. So we're definitely going to get this information out. I'm going to ask Tim to come on in the next segment to talk about it and make you guys aware what's going on. Is this happening in your area as well? I know Sheboygan was hit really hard. Parts of Petoskey, Harbor Springs. I heard from one guy in Harbor Springs, he said it looked like World War III over there. So, again, joining us in the break, after the break, Tim Miller from Gaylord giving us a live field report. Short break, a word from responses. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three on this Tuesday. Joining us on the line, whoops, just dropped the call. Let's get him back. He might have hung up by mistake. Let's see if we can get this back reconnected. Here we go. Nope, I need to call you, Tim. Okay. let me call you back. Instead of hitting the mute button, he might have hit his disconnect. There he is. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Randy. How are you?
Yeah, we got you on the radio. You sent me a couple of screenshots of an initial flyer that started out for the residents of Mishawe. Explain that first flyer that you sent to me this morning.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate the time this morning. So just as a background, everybody obviously knows that Otsego County, along with other counties in the area, got hammered with the ice storm. A couple weeks after the ice storm and pickup and cleanup started, our community decided to create a spot for dumping of compost and waste and brushes and branch due to the fact that there's only one spot in Otsego County, and it's way north in Vanderbilt, and we're way at the southern end. So they created a spot within our community and said, hey, residents are able to go dump there. And the charge, there would be no charge. However, the Mishawe community, the board, had contracted with a company to chip and haul away all of the debris at about $250 per ton. And that would come out of the general fund, I would imagine, or maybe a reserve and maintenance fund. But there was no discussion of cost or additional dues or any kind of assessment at that time. So that's been going on for a few weeks now. And as you can imagine, that debris pile has gotten pretty extensive. Well, since then, the board's now come back and said, well, it no longer will be free. We are going to proposition the community for a special assessment at about $100,000 total for that removal of all that debris estimated, and then about another additional $800,000 to $900,000 to do cleanup within their common properties, not residence properties, but the homeowners' common properties, which is all forested. And how they're going to do that is a proposed $500 per lot, per resident. So, if a resident has more than one lot, they're going to get assessed multiple $500 assessments. And it's a one-time fee, but it's still, it's going to generate, hopefully, in their minds, around $1 million, $1.2 million that they can use for all of this removal. And it, from our standpoint, it's, many of us residents have said, why now? Why the hurry? What's the reason for this? And what we're getting back is, they have a major concern for fire safety. And our response is, a lot of residents have said, is why all of a sudden now is it a concern when the last 40 to 50 years the Mishawe has been around? It's not been a concern, but all of a sudden now, all of this cost is going to fall on the residents that are living here.
Sure, absolutely. Do you know the total number of lots potentially in the development? How many people potentially are part of Mishawe?
Don't quote me, but I want to say it's between 1,200 and 1,500 lots.
Okay, so we're talking a large project, a large development, and then out of the size of all the project itself, the total size, there is like common areas. There are parts of it where obviously natural preserve, maybe there's some wetlands that they protected. All of a sudden, now that you're saying they're wanting to clean up and do what's called considered timber management, is that what they're describing it as, Tim?
Essentially, yes. They want to limit the fire or reduce the fire safety issues. And there's about 266 acres, they're saying, that would need to be cleaned up at about a $3,000 to $4,000 per acre estimate is what the proposition that they emailed out yesterday said.
Now, the other component to this is this large debris pile that originally started in the development. This was starting out free to you, the homeowners that are actually living there, actually able to clean up your own property. This was the location they had offered for you guys to bring the debris to, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And any contractors that we had working on our behalf, cleaning up trees or chipping, with a pass from the clubhouse, from the board, in other words, or the GM, they were able to go drop that off, even though they're a commercial company. Again, it was only for our community, but being free for the residents, we felt that was great. Only now to be told that, it's going to cost well above and beyond what they had anticipated. So out of that $500 assessment, a portion of that totaling what they believe is $100,000 will be paid to the company handling this to haul away all of that debris, which was never made clear up front.
Sure. Well, my question is, I know a lot of landscaping companies in our area here in Antrim County they're willing to take branches and trees because they actually chip that and use it for mulch and people's composting beds and different things like that. They actually have a retail value that they're able to use these chips for, this mulch, and basically sell it to their customers. Has anybody considered that approach? Has there been any of that discussion?
My understanding was that the GM had had numerous discussions with various different companies, and the company that we have here now is, in fact, even though we're paying them to haul it away, they are, in fact, turning it around and selling it and making it a profit as well. So, yes, my understanding is that was discussed.
So not only are they going to make profit on the back end, they want to charge you guys to give them the raw materials.
That's the way it appears, Randy.
Oh, my God. I think you guys need a new board on that homeowners association.
Let's just say our local pages, social media pages, were very active in the last 48 hours.
When is the next election?
It's actually coming up on June 21st, and that's when this proposition would be up to vote.
Okay. So is the replacement of the people serving on the board of the Homeowners Association part of that same election on June 21st?
It is. There's two positions that are open where people are running. And our GM, actually, just for background, our GM just came on board about 9 months ago as a new GM. So he's, in all intents and purposes, still getting his feet wet.
Yeah. Well, I think some people need to show up at this meeting. Now, is this going to be done as a in-person vote on the 21st? Is that the type of way they're handling this?
Typically, the way our votes go is it's in-person and by proxy ballot. So, yeah, you can either be there in-person or send your ballot in ahead of time.
Okay. So people who haven't perhaps maybe they bought a lot there, Tim, but they haven't built yet. They're not actually living there. They would get a ballot in the mail, and then that's when they would mark their ballot and send it back.
Yep. And typically, we have pretty low voter turnout. You know, with 12 to 1,500 lots, out of that, about 900 are developed. And typically, out of the developed lots, we only get about half of those people voting. So we might only get 500 to, say 600 ballots actually received.
Right. Well, it's unfortunate, especially the timing of this, because of the story I just read. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is got Northern Michigan on her radar to talk to President Trump about some disaster relief. And I got to believe that if there is some possible federal dollars coming from Washington, then maybe that's something we could avoid having to expend this money on right now. Is there any way of possibly tabling this until we find out whether the governor is able to get some disaster relief from Washington?
I think that's going to come up. We still have one meeting this month coming up, and I think a lot of us residents are going to push the board to push that vote off at least for a few months to see how this shakes off. I think that would be the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you sending me the flyer on this and bringing it to my attention. Obviously, I had no idea, this was going on, this was happening. I knew your area got hit, much like, Petoskey, Harbor Springs, Sheboygan, Alpena. I mean, it was devastating across the board. And in the story I just read, 12 counties, 3 million acres of trees were damaged, broken in half. The treetops were down. I mean, this is widespread. President can fly over in a helicopter and see with his own eyes what's going on. So I got to believe that something's going to be coming from Washington. I guess just get as many people there to your meeting and make people aware of it.
That's our hope, Randy, and we're going to keep fighting it because, like I said, none of us, or I should say quite a few people I've talked to aren't supportive of it. But I appreciate the time and getting my message out there today.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, man. Well, keep me informed, keep me updated, and let me know how it goes.
Will do, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, Tim Miller from Gaylord, a resident of the Mishaway development. And, this is pretty typical of a homeowners association board that is going to overreact, in my opinion. Yes, there's a ton of debris there. I get it. You guys chose that location for your residents to bring their branches, their debris, their trees, whatever, to that location. But there's no sense of urgency on removing this debris. You get a company in there that can chip up those branches and turn it into a mulch, turn it into compost, turn it into whatever. It has a retail value to it. And I think this is a major overreaction where you guys are wanting everybody to vote on this $500 assessment per lot and pass the cost on to the people, the residents, when potentially there could be money coming from Washington, D.C. So appreciate Tim getting a hold of me this morning. If you guys have issues like this in other areas around northern Michigan, feel free to text me like Tim did. Let me know what's going on in your community. Bring it to my attention. We'll definitely have you on the air just like we just had Tim, and see what we can do to help you guys out, because this is a big problem. This is huge. It's been devastating. We do have to do the cleanup. Of course, it's finally starting to act like spring out there. We're getting warmer weather. People can get out there and work and get all this stuff taken care of. But at the same time, I don't think it's any urgency that has to take a vote to expend this kind of money. He was mentioning close to $1 million, 1.1, 1.2 million. Sorry, guys, I think it's an overreaction. And I think you need to take your time, slow down, see what potentially is available, not only from Washington, but even Tristan Cole mentioned he's hearing rumors that things might be coming from Lansing, that we have some funds available through the Eagle and even the DNR. So we'll see where this goes. Again, if you have a situation like this in your community, feel free to get a hold of me. Text me after the show. Let me know. Tim texted me this morning and brought it to my attention, and was able to get him on the show here to, you know, explain this to people, to get the information out there. So hopefully you guys can also, if something like this is happening in your area, make me aware of it, and we'll have you on the show to talk about it. So greatly appreciate Tim taking time to join us today and make us aware of the situation. Final couple of sentences on this story that I didn't wrap up completely was the fact that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is definitely keeping things in check and absolutely trying to work with President Trump as to what these issues are. One of the things that certain people, Democratic political strategists, who's now doing pro-democracy nonprofit work, doesn't think the backlash to come from Whitmer and Trump's Oval Office has been yet fully seen. He does give her credit for going into the snake pit and fighting for the people of Michigan. However, I'm not a military strategist by any means, but if you're going to start a war with Canada, I think having a strategic location in Michigan is very important, this Marino Taylor II said. Joking, of course, about Trump's tariff policies impacting Canadian imports and the Prime Minister coming to the Oval Office today. Bottom of the Hour News for hour number 3. Short break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real